My name is Ariel. I moved to the US at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.
855-905-8255. Sarah, bonjour.
Bonjour, Simon.
Bonjour, Sarah. What is going on tonight? How can I help you?
So I have this problem. I've been talking to this guy, texting, you know, back and forth, and we've been flirting. And I said that I wanted to meet him, you know, and he's like, yeah, yeah, absolutely. But as soon as it comes to time and I try to schedule a time, he doesn't answer me at all as far as, you know, if he's up for it, if he wants to. But he's happy to flirt on the phone, but he just won't meet me in person. So I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should keep texting or if I should just move on.
I see. You have been doing this for how long, Toro, this back and forth on the phone?
Gosh, probably about 2 months.
Wow. So what is your intuition telling you? Why do you think this is happening and what do you think you should do? You just go to your intuition and tell me.
You know, I don't know. I think maybe he just likes the idea of flirting because, you know, we get into really deep talks, like ooh la la, if you know what I mean.
I know what
and,
you mean.
And, you know, maybe he just likes the flirtation, but he doesn't want the reality.
Yes, Sarah. He likes the attention. He likes the validation. He likes to see you desire because there's a big chance this guy is either married or with somebody else. And that's why he has never met you. Because online, you know, you have a lot of people that wants, you know, kind of like the emotional affair. So they're going to engage with somebody like you, wants a regular relationship, but they'll never meet you. And Sarah, if it was just you, you would have met him after 2 weeks, right, of communication. That's what it takes. 1 week, 2 weeks of going chatting, and then you meet for coffee or drink, right?
Well, yeah, that's normally how it would go.
Yes, of course. The fact that after 2 months you still haven't met means that this is not a guy you should invest any more of your time with. So my advice is to not communicate with him whatsoever and move on. I smell something not good behind this guy, like somebody is either probably involved with somebody else, and you're just his distraction, and you make him feel really, you know, wanted and desired, and like you said, the ooh-la-la talk, but you're not getting anything out of this, and you're not going to meet him ever. So it's a waste of time.
Okay, well, thanks for your advice, Simon.
You're welcome. Go find somebody who wants to be with you, not somebody who wants to play with you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Sarah. Good luck to you and have a good night.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
I mean, when it comes to online dating, there's a couple rules we all have to keep in mind. So let me share that with you next.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, but when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.